Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 22nd. We've opened up the grains higher here this morning. We've got December corn up 5.25 cents at 576. December wheat up 21 cents at 844. That's a new contract high. Jan beans up 13 cents at 1276 and a half. Meal's just up about a buck. Oil's up about a full penny here today. Crude oil's rallied $2 off its lows. It got down to 74.76. It's rallied up to 76.87 here this morning. We might have made a temporary low in the crude oil market here, but I think if the Japanese, Chinese, and Americans get together to release some strategic oil, it really should put some pressure on OPEC to increase production out here. Grains were all higher, mainly because of the weather. We've got dry weather in the plains. We've got more rains in Australia coming in on the East Coast. The West Coast has had some rains that look a little bit better. In Brazil, the talk now is that 15% of the southern crop is too dry. I'm not sure it's going to make a whole bit of difference considering how good the rest of the country is in, but it's certainly on traders' minds, and I think that's what has pushed up the bean market out here today. The dollar is up another 36 ticks at 96.39. If you remember from, several months ago, I said, a dollar pushing over 93 cents, let alone to 94, was going to be pretty bearish, cutting off exports out here. And now we're over 96, we're at 96.40. I think it's going to be devastating for the export market. Now, export inspections, I would imagine, are still going to be okay here this week. But export sales, we know the Chinese have backed off dramatically from a year ago. Some people are saying they're going to increase, the USDA is going to increase carryouts because of the lack of exports. Some people are saying that they're going to increase or decrease the corn carryout because of big ethanol demand. But the crude oil is still even on a $2 rally here. It's almost $9 to $10 off its highs. So I'm not sure that's going to be the ultimate case out here. The weather is certainly going to be front and center. If Brazil gets drier, it doesn't look like it. Argentina's been dry. They're supposed to get rains Wednesday and Thursday. If they don't get those rains, then I think these markets will push higher after the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, we could make highs on this Friday. It's the last trading Friday of the month. So it's certainly possible that we could make new highs after the Thanksgiving Day celebrations. Overall, inflation has been the big talk. The funds aren't that long, except for the corn. The corn are long. Right now, I'd say they're probably long 340,000 to 350,000 contracts of corn. Getting within, range of all-time long positions in the corn. But the wheat, they're barely long wheat. Right now, I'd say after today, they're probably long 40 or 50,000 wheat, long 50, 60,000 beans, long about 20,000 meal, and around 70,000 oil. So they certainly have room to go in the wheat and the beans if they want to add to long positions. And I think that's been really the big driver. I'm not sure they're driving it for the right reasons, but they don't want to get in the way of this thing right now. So I look for higher prices here through the end of the week. We've got the shortened holiday on Friday. It closes at 12:05, obviously closed on Thursday. So we really got 3 days here this week to establish some positions. But I think the funds are going to continue to buy this thing unless there's some big news out here. Everything looks pretty good for higher prices. The charts don't look bad. The beans are the weak one. They're still under the 200-day moving average, which I think is an issue out here. But it looks like we can see some higher prices when it's all said and done this week. But, with a shortened week, who knows? If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTHEAD.